Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This morning I talked to Shane Henderson about the Council's response to the impact of climate change in Auckland, what plans have been put in place to reduce transport-related emissions, and how the Council wants to work with both individuals and industries to improve their relationship to the environment.
So today we want to talk about Auckland Council's response to the impact of climate change in Auckland. This is a huge question, so I'll put the ball in your court. What does the Council's current response look like, and have there been any recent updates that we should know about?
Yes, so going back a little while, Auckland Council passed a climate emergency, which basically says, look, we've got to act now, and trying to lead on this topic and encourage other public bodies to do the same. Since then, we've sort of trying to get our ducks in a row on what we're actually going to do about that climate emergency. One of the things that we've just passed recently on Auckland Council is the Te Tarakia Tawhiti, which is Auckland's climate action plan, which has a bunch of different actions on what we should actually do as a council and as CCOs, and also what we should kind of lead on and advocate to the government, and even sort of how people can just individually help to collectively address the biggest issue of our times. Yeah, so we're kind of getting started on that. It's a bit of an exciting time, but a hell of a lot more to do.
Yeah, I was reading about what Auckland has done so far in terms of climate change action, and I saw that the city is actually part of the C40 group, which is 97 cities around the world who are taking bold climate action, and that they recently increased kind of the environmental standards of the cities that had to be a part of it. Are initiatives like this helping? Like, I know there's a lot of plans in place and there's this goal to halve carbon emissions by, I think it's 2030. Will these plans reach that kind of thing, or is this more of like a nice goal that we can go towards? Because it seems quite a difficult thing to achieve.
Yeah, totally. I think it's a really onerous obligation on council and on sort of Aucklanders. And you're quite right. Look, we shouldn't sign up to plans and goals and aspirations and say, look, we're going to cut X amount of emissions and all that kind of stuff and not actually do it. And I think that City of Auckland deserves better, and I think people really expect us to actually follow through with this stuff. We had a fantastic march for climate action from our young people. We've actually had several, I believe, and they're demanding action, and they're quite right. And I think just at a broad level, as councillors, we need to look at how we're governing our city for our young people and our future Aucklanders, not just our current ones.
What impact has climate change had on Auckland so far? Has there been anything tangible that's really spurred the council into action at this current point, or is it just kind of the culmination of all these global events and increasing awareness?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest actions that we've seen, and I think we're going to see a lot more of this stuff in the next few years and going through into the next decade, but a big example that comes to mind is kind of rethinking how we do transport. So previously, for the last 100 years plus, we've relied on the private motor car. We've got entire suburbs that are built just for cars, basically. With, you know, in my area of Massey, we've got 40,000 people with basically no jobs, very poor public transport, poor cycling infrastructure, even sort of unsafe walking in a lot of places. It's designed for cars. And we're starting to see in the last few years, and definitely in the last few months, trying to redesign our city and redesign our town centres so that you can walk and cycle safely, so that you have more provision for buses. All this kind of stuff is climate action. It is rethinking our transport to try and cut those transport emissions, which is something like 36% of Auckland's total emissions.
Yeah, transport is a huge area to deal with, and obviously we're seeing a lot of how the council and Auckland Transport are taking concrete action with all the roadworks around figuring out the light rail and the new cycleways and everything. So that is really good to see.
Totally. I think we need to move faster, but we're moving pretty fast as it is. We just got to go faster than that, I believe.
You talked about trying to change things at a council level and then how we can work with individuals and how people can change their habits on a day-to-day basis. How does the council maybe plan to like engage with people on that level? There's a lot of dissonance that goes on with climate change and taking individual action.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of seen as one of those over-the-air things that we don't need to deal with right away. We've even had a mayoral candidate declare recently saying, look, we've got to park with climate change stuff. You know,
and I saw
to me
that.
That's to me, that's pretty silly. I mean, so being a West Aucklander, recently, in the last couple of years, we had Newland underwater. We had huge floods there. We had flooding in Piha in my ward where someone almost died. You know, climate change is here. All the impacts, we're seeing it right now. But on a day-to-day level, it's kind of easy for people, you know, that have a lot of other issues in their lives to kind of put it to one side. And so this is where council steps in, and we actually have to take leadership and say, look, this is the sort of decisions we've got to make for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and it needs to happen now. And I think one of the things the public look to for us is leadership in that kind of way. But you're asking about kind of individual action, and there's a lot of things that people can do to try and cut their emissions. So things like taking the bus instead of the private car, that's one of the things I'd encourage.
One last question. I'm just wondering, how does Auckland Council and just Auckland's response to climate change fit in with the rest of New Zealand? Like, is it pretty on par, or is Auckland trying to really do quite a lot more because we literally have about a quarter of the population?
Yeah, you've nailed it. Look, I think it is kind of on par, just looking at it, and we've got some fantastic staff and some fantastic leadership involved there. I really believe that. But as New Zealand's global city, basically, it relies on us to make the huge actions, and, you know, things like transport, like I said, a lot of emissions in New Zealand come from Auckland, and being an urban environment with this kind of stuff, and having a quarter of the population, a third of the population actually, we're poised to make the big changes, and we should do that.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.